I want all underneath the sound of my voice this morning that knows the work of prayer to send up a petition for me.
Lord, help me, God, we pray, Heavenly Father.
I can't do it by myself. Y'all pray.
Lord, help him, God. We pray, Heavenly Father.
We of the regular Baptists, especially the ministers, they say that they firmly believe in eternal security.
Lord, help him, God. We pray.
And this is what settled my mind down on it. I was already settled in it, but he was coming to me all the time with different scriptures and this and that, where
Lord,
that you
Jesus,
could
we pray, dear God.
Fall from the grace of God, go back out into the world that he chose you out of, Brother Mike. And when Jesus, you see, I believe you can settle all things by the word.
Yes, sir.
Lord, yeah. Help God.
Yes, sir.
I believe God will honor his word, because he is the word. You got the living word, the spoken word, and the written word. And between the lid of this Bible here is the answer to all things. He could have wrote enough books to fill this whole world, but it wasn't needful. When Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, that Samaritan woman, this is what settled my mind truly on eternal security. He said, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall be in a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So, brothers, how can you backslide if you got a drink of water?
Yes, sir. If you got the water.
If you got the water, you got it. You got salvation. So when people come to you with all manners of doctrine, just tell them what Jesus said.
Amen.
To that woman. And what he said, you see, they believe that should be sufficient enough now, brother. Right?
Lord, help me, Lord, we pray.
And brethren, all over this earth, they blow being born again out of proportion. God made it a simple thing.
Lord, help
me. I preached one time, long time ago, I said, what it takes to be born again is believe. Brother behind me, he said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. He said it took him and God a long time to work it out. Well, he never worked nothing out. He didn't have nothing to work with. And you people ain't got nothing to work with. You see, I'm an old brother that believes in election of grace.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
I believe it and I preach it. The Bible says, now listen to this, people.
Help him, Father, we pray.
Bless him.
The Bible says that you're saved by grace. Who is that grace?
Jesus Christ.
Grace is Jesus Christ. Grace is a divine influence of God Almighty upon your heart. The Bible says that you're saved by grace through faith, which is not of yourselves. Now what, brother? It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So I cut that man out in his works and kept saving him. But he believed that. I believe in works now towards God. But I believe that when he quickens you, it's his works that he places upon you and gives you the mind and the spirit to do them things.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
I don't being drunk one minute and then saved the next. I don't believe in that. Now, faith, now,
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
Now, faith, now, I want you to understand something other. That faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What is the only thing that's not seen?
Uh-huh.
Isn't God an invisible God?
No one's ever seen him.
That's the only thing not seen. And he's the one gives you that faith through grace. And how's your faith come?
By hearing.
By hearing, and hearing by the word. You know, I said it takes that word.
How can they hear?
And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except if he's sent?
He can't preach unless he's been sent.
Now, if God sent me here this day, I preach.
Lord, bless you.
And if he don't, I won't.
Bless you, God.
But I won't look down on God, Brother Mike, because I was a failure from the beginning.
Yeah.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
And I'm not ashamed, sis, of the gospel of Christ.
For it is.
A lot of people say it's just the power of God. But it's the good news of Jesus Christ preached in power. It takes that word. When I was a sinner, man, I may just preach my experience here. Wild man. Didn't care nothing hardly about nobody. Just a wild man walking out in the world.
Bless you, Lord.
But by his word, God chose me out of this world.
Yeah, buddy.
I have. Sitting in a new home church house.
I have. Lord help me.
No more.
Old Brother John Priest, many of you know him. Lord had a hold of him and he's preaching the gospel. That's how my faith come. Sitting in the back there. Always was a proud man, didn't want to cry before nobody. All of a sudden, the Lord got a hold of me, and I didn't have to ask the preacher or nobody in the congregation what was happening to me. Because I come down condemned of a contrite mind and in the humble spirit. And brothers, I repented right there. But I wasn't born again now. Repentance means a change of mind, a change of thought, and a change of attitude. Is repent is all that you've done, you're not going to see what heaven looks like now, brother. You got to be born again. And repentance is just a change of mind, a change of thought, and a change of attitude. You got to be converted and born again.
I'm still doing it.
Sometimes they get on to me, Brother Fred. But if they'll follow me, my doctrine's sound when God blesses me to preach his gospel. I can back it up by the word now, brother. I didn't get saved the first time that I believed. But God quickened me and made himself manifest unto me. I love that word, that water. The Bible says that you're cleansed. What does it say now, brother? It says that you're cleansed by the washing of the water by the word now, don't it, brother? By the washing of the water by the word and the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
One time I was just as good as God would have me to be.
Absolutely.
I come to the age of accountability and I died. Thessalonians says that this man that you look at right here has a spirit, a soul, and a body. I stepped out into sin, Brother Lonnie, and what happened to me?
You died.
I died. Trust I died, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I separated from God. One time I was with God.
Bless you, Lord.
I was separated from God Almighty. My soul died spiritually, so. Took up the evils of this world against God. You talking about a prodigal son. I did, brother. I was one of them. I left home. I'll tell you what, Brother Lonnie. They preach the prodigal son, and how often did I think about myself, brother? was dead and separated from God Almighty. That day in the new home church house there, when God made himself manifest unto me, something happened there now, brethren. What did it take place there? What took place there? I was repented, but I wasn't born again. I used to go up to the Ivy Point church house, and I loved to hear old Brother Alonzo sing. Hey, brother, you remind me so much of Brother Heidi back. Oh, Brother I.D., you think he'd get up, there wouldn't be no preaching going on. All of a sudden, he'd sing a little song, and that little voice would change, and when the Lord got a hold of him, he was one of the preachingest men that ever come into the Regular Baptist Association, the old Indian Bottom. Loved to hear that man preach. This old brother that used to moderate this church used to love to hear him preach. I love to hear every brother that God gets a hold of preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Hurley. Some people say, well, that man can't preach a word. Let me tell you something. When a brother that confesses a hope in the Lord to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Lord gets a hold of him and when the Spirit's there, I love to hear him preach. Some people say that old Brother Jim Rush can't sing a word. That's right. But one of these days I'm going to get to sing, brother, with the voice of an angel. I'm going to get to sing, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And I'll tell you what, old Brother Alonzo can't out-sing me. And I'll tell you what, brother, you ain't going to go no quicker than I am. We all going to ride that cloud of glory. We all going to get up at the same time. The Lord said, and he made it like this. The Lord himself should descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be called up into the air to meet the Lord and evermore be with each other. Now what did he do? He said, comfort one another with these words. I'm tired of seeing my brothers and sisters walk around with downcast eyes. You ought to be the happiest people on the face of this earth. Amen. God send you home. Amen. You're going to heaven one of these days.
Everything you need.
I tell you what, there's two men in this race. There's an inward man and an outward man. The Bible says that all that live godly shall suffer persecution. Man says it's all joy. He's wrong. What about that, brother? All that live godly shall suffer persecution.
In this world you shall have tribulation.
You're going to have your tribulations, your trials, and your troubles. I'm tired of these people saying that you got to go to the water, be born again. You got to be born
again.
You need, let me tell you something other. God took, some people says 12, some people says 13. But I say that the Lord Jesus Christ, he took 14 men and turned this world upside down.
Lord help him, God.
The one that they forget about is old John. John was a forerunner of Christ. He said, I indeed baptize with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me shall baptize you with the fire in the Holy Ghost. Now, Brother Fred, I get like old John sometimes. I don't even feel worthy to stoop down at the cross and pray. I get that way sometimes. That's what's going to save your soul. Being baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. And what is the fire? The fire is the divine presence and power of God. And when he touches you with that fire and cleanses you, what is it, folks? You're born again. Being born again, they've got it blown plumb out of proportion. Being born again is by the Spirit of a living God. Paul said this, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, it says, I shall be saved. Now, some people back it up, just the shorts availed to that Munich, that Philip was sent down into the desert and baptized him. But I'll tell you what, that old Munich had been down to Jerusalem to worship God.
He'd been to a meeting, brother.
And he had heard of a man called Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Where is he reading? He's reading in the book of Isaiah now, brothers. When God sent this man, didn't I say that it took a man called of God, sent of God, to preach his gospel? Mm-hmm. When this beauty got down there to that old chariot, I don't know where horses was pulling it, mules, cows, what was pulling that. But oh, that Munich was sitting in his Bible trying to figure out what Isaiah had said about the Son of the living God.
I believe now, though.
Now I tell you what, boy, they was rejoicing in that chariot. Old Philip got in that chariot, two wheels and something other pulling it on down the way. And old Philip, overshadowed by the Spirit of God, he began to preach the gospel. Well, this man, he already believed in God. And all of a sudden, he believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Born again. He asked that black man, a lot of people don't want nothing to do with black people. But I ain't no better than they are. The same man that created the black man created the white man. And they got a soul the same as I've got. And that old chariot rolling down the way. That old Phil, he said, what does hinder me from being baptized? You that's born of God, I'm asking you something other. What does hinder you from being baptized? There's some sitting amongst me that I'm preaching under belongs to the Lord. You've been born again. But you don't want to come to the water. Why? Why is that? What causes that? Are you ashamed of your brothers and sisters in the stand? What causes that, brother?
Disobedience is what it is.
You disobedience unto God.
That's exactly right.
What'd they tell you? He said, go home.
Friends,
one said, tell what and how.
Our friends.
Just come into the stand and say, God save my soul, and tell a brother what Jesus done for you. Some of you have been born again a long time. See, you're not fooling me. That church I belong to down the mountains, they come and they come and they come and they come and come. I wonder what to come for. Bible says that your faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. You're here today because God allowed you to be here. That's how you got up out of your bed this morning. He said, I give you your breath, you live, you take it, and you die. That's simple. God's still in control of the same today as was the day that Adam was breathed into his nostrils, the breath of life, and he become a living soul. You can't fool God. Bible says, well, they hypocrites in that church. Sure, they hypocrites in the church, but not the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. They hypocrites in the natural churches. The Bible says, well, how can all these things be? Well, I'll tell you how they can be. All things were created by God and for him. All things were made by him and for him. Satan himself, now, listen, how can they do all this big preaching, all this money are rolling in? Boys rolling in, laying their hands on their forehead, and they falling down dead.
Knock them down.
Oh, it ain't that sad. Woke up to somebody that's sick, trying to get well, and lay their hands on them, they fall down as a dead man. Where'd that come from? Some man started that somewhere. Satan himself. Now, you think you ain't going to be bothered after that you're born again? Let me tell you something else. The Bible says that Satan himself was transformed into an angel of light.
Yep.
For it is no great matter if his ministers, now this is what causes the trouble, if his ministers be transformed into ministers of righteousness. They get in the stand and cut the off of shine ever was, saying, I've been called of God to preach the gospel. And most of them, the biggest thing that ever came out of their mouth was a lie. You give me this dab of money and you'll prosper. And I might not harping on other people. I'm trying to tell you that being born again is the sweetest thing that naturally so would ever happen to you.
Amen.
Being born again. You know how to be born again? There was a man that feared God and know God. His name was Nicodemus.
Amen.
He was even ashamed to come to Jesus in the daytime where the rest of the Sanhedrin wouldn't even see him now, Brother Lonnie.
That's the truth. That's the book.
Wealthy man, a wise man. Nicodemus told Jesus when nobody else couldn't see him, he wanted to find out privately about this Son of God, this man called Jesus. Come to him and he said it like this. He said, we know that our teacher come from God for the miracles you do. No man can do except God be with him. Causing a blind to see, the lame to walk. Lord, it feel good hearing the Lord this morning. Jesus answered his question. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Boy, that kingdom beautiful, I tell you what. Like you get in, Brother Fred, and walk around. How, when a man is old, how could he enter into his mother's womb and be born again the second time? Nicodemus didn't know. And Jesus told him, and I've been telling you, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, what did he say? He said, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
That's exactly right.
For that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit.
Yes, sir.
And it goes right back to the word. He said, for the wind bloweth where it listens, and thou can hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it comes or whence it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What did I say? The wind represents the word. You got to listen. There's a sound of the gospel.
Yes.
Ain't there, Brother Locke?
Yes, sir.
I've seen you so happy before, Brother, that you felt like jumping up and down.
Yes, sir.
And, Brother, it take me a long time to tell some things that you do.
It's all right, Brother.
One time we had a sacrament here, and they get on him sometime, I think. Old Brother, he'll dance across the floor where he gets so happy. It's what I call a holy dance. Ivy Point that I used to belong to, belonged there about 21 years. Used to be an old sister there when she got happy and shouted in the Lord. You're talking about a holy dance. She had just scattered, looked like he wasn't even aware underneath her feet. Felt good in the Lord. Now don't you get a little shame, brothers and sisters, walking around in the dumps all the time. You got a cross to bear now, Brother John. Our cross ain't no piece of metal or wood. Our cross is Jesus Christ. His suffering was for our suffering. And did I say a while ago that all that live godly shall suffer persecution? He didn't cause you to be born again to not have no pain, no trouble. What about that? He promised you a home in heaven.
That's right, Brother Jim.
And there are two men in this race now. There's the inward man and the outward man. Now let's get this inward man under protection. That inward man is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this outward man here is Jim Rush, born 1939. Soul was dead, born again, and I become a child of the King. One of these days, this old man here is going to die. And that soul's going to return back to the paradise of God. And how long it'll be, I don't know. I ain't one of them brothers that'll tell you it's coming soon. I don't know. But I tell you what, in that resurrection, brother, I can get up and sing with the voice of an angel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This old skin that you look at here, it ain't going to be the same skin. It's going to have a body like Christ.
Glorified.
No sin in it. I preached one time that the reason this old man here is go back to the ground. It's not been made purified. But that morning in the resurrection, when Christ calls for his children. Some people say the bride, that's all right. Some people say the children, that's all right. Some people say the body. But when he calls now, brother, we're going to get up. And you talk about heaven, I've never heard nobody tell even a fourth of what heaven's going to be like. You think getting up some morning feeling so good that you feel like a child. Don't have to worry about paying no electric bill. Don't have to worry about nothing. Because all the old former things is gone. And you just think heaven going to be there forever. And ever and ever. Brother Lonnie, won't it be beautiful to get up, brother? Say my feet swell this morning. When we get to walk down the streets of gold, and I believe I understand the spiritual meaning of that, but I'm going to get to see a city whose builder and maker was God. Oh, Abraham, he looked afar off and seen a city whose builder and maker was God. Now, brother, you fellas may disagree with me, but I believe old Abraham's enjoying the full benefits of heaven right now. I believe in the first resurrection he got up, brother. And I'm not going to go into all that because it'd take time to explain it all. But I feel good here this morning. And if the Lord saved your soul, he gives you the mind and the spirit to do it with. You need to come and be baptized in the natural water to join your brothers and sisters in serving the Lord. We need help in the vineyard. There's work to be done in the vineyard. And you can't work long as you're outside the church. You go and testify to somebody that's a seeking the Lord. Well, you've been born again. How come you ain't never joined the church? How come you talking to me about being born again? See, most people believe that you got to be baptized in that natural water to be born again. But I just preach to you what it takes to save your soul. And Jesus said and made it plain, if you be ashamed on me before this sinful and adulterous generation, he said, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father which is in heaven. Now when he calls, I don't want that. On the left-hand side where the wolves is. See? I want to be in that flock on the right-hand side. It's going to get this sin right back with you. Now you think that this life's full of joy for a Christian, you're fooling yourself. That's the reason he said, he that suffers with Christ is reigning with Christ. But we go into a place that words can't describe. You can try. I've been there a few times. When the Lord allows me to be there. But I didn't get to see much with my natural eyes. I just felt it. Just felt it. The old brother, he used to preach about heaven with old brother Clark Hayes. He could make it so beautiful that you'd think he was almost there. And the Lord, I tell you what, the Lord is still in the rain as much today as when he breathed into Adam's breath breath alive and he become a living soul. He's still in charge, people. And God loves you and I love you. And all these people up here that's born again love you.